This is Adnan Ahmed, ADN AN Space AHME, detailing for Dr. Amar Kaki, date of service is January the 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Lakeisha Carter, LAKISHA, space CARTER. Address is 4727 St. Antoine Street, 211 Detroit, Michigan, 48201. Phone number is 313833. 4032, fax number is 313-833-7851. Period, next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note, next paragraph. Reason for a visit, new consult. Period, next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Lakeisha Carter, who is a 35-year-old, very pleasant African-American female with the past no significant past medical history. Period, she is in our cardiology today as a reason for a new consult. Period, next paragraph. On today's visit, she has been referred to us by her primary care for Dr. Linda Green, for the new onset hypertension associated with severe chest pain, with shortness of breath, with palpitations, and near syncope episodes that happens 3 to 4 times per day. Does complain of some swelling in ankles and bilateral lower extremities. Patient denies any varicose veins or the change of the color of the limbs. Period. The patient also does not complain of any headaches or blurry vision. Period. The patient also denies any orthopnea and PND. Period. The patient is compliant with her medications and followed up with the primary care physician regularly. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past medical history is non-contributory. Period. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for hysterectomy in June 2012, tubal ligation in 2002, and 2 eye surgeries. Period. Next paragraph. Social history. The patient denies the use of any cigarettes or tobacco. Period. Any alcohol use, but drinks alcohol occasionally, and denies any illicit drug use. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Family history is significant for diabetes mellitus. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient has no known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph. Current medication. Currently, the patient is taking Norvax 5 mg per oral QD. Next medication is hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg per oral QD. This medication has been added today. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Next paragraph. Vital signs on today's visit. Patient blood pressure is 188 over 138 in the right arm and 184 over 128 on the left arm. On heart rate is 89 beats per minute. Weight is 259 pounds. Height is 5 feet 6 inches. BMI is 41.8. Period. Rest of the physical examination. Please copy and paste from the tablet of normal physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Diagnostic investigation number 1 is EKG done on 1/23/2013, which shows a heart rate of 81 beats per minute with normal axis. With normal sinus rhythm, the overall assessment of the EKG is that of a normal EKG. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is duplex flow abdomen pelvis ultrasound done on December the 4th, 2007, which shows a 2.1 centimeter right ovarian hemorrhagic carpus luteum. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment and plan number 1 is new onset hypertension. The patient has been recently diagnosed with hypertension, and on today's visit, patient current blood pressure is 188 over 138 in the right arm and 184 over 128 in the left arm. The patient was on Norvax 5 mg per oral QD, but on today's visit we have added hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg per oral QD. Also advise the patient renal ultrasound for the cause of malignant hypertension, just to find out any secondary causes of increased blood pressure. Period. For oral QD to the current medical regime, and we have advised the patient to adhere to a low salt and a low fat diet and keep on monitoring her blood pressure regularly at home, and we will see the patient back in a period of 2 weeks to go over with her blood pressure symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is next plan is chest pain. The patient has been complaining of some typical chest pain associated with palpitations, shortness of breath, and near syncope episodes. The patient has the patient has described is a typical chest pain, which is brought on by exertion and relieved by taking rest. So for that purpose, we have advised the patient exercise nuclear stress test just to find out any premature coronary artery disease. And we will follow up the patient in a period of 2 weeks, as we want to keep a close eye on this patient's symptoms. And we will see the patient back in a period of 2 weeks to go over with the results of stress test. Next paragraph, next plan is shortness of breath. The patient has been complaining of shortness of breath associated with chest tightness and as well as palpitations with near syncope episodes. Probably it might be related to some valvular disease abnormalities. So for that purpose, we have advised the patient to undergo a 2D echocardiogram just to know the left ventricular functional assessment as well as any valvular abnormalities. The patient and we will follow up the patient in a period of 2 weeks to go over with her symptoms again. In the meanwhile, period. Peter, next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mrs. Carter. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Miss Carter back in a period of 2 weeks' time to go over with the test results of stress test, the echocardiogram, as well as the renal ultrasound. In the meanwhile, she is advised to see her primary care physician for the continuity of care. Period, next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Ahmed, dictating for Dr. Amir Kaki. Period, next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.